What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Taco, the Persians, Yemenites, Taliban, and worst of all, MGTOW is just waiting for you. So as you guys know by now, we are officially at war with Iran. Trump doesn't have congressional approval, but you know what? Who cares, right? He's Trump, he's God Emperor, he can do whatever the fuck he wants. So, the war is gonna happen. I know a lot of you guys out there watching this video, you don't wanna believe that the big war is gonna happen and that things will simmer down and they will go back to the way they were. And Trump, he's just bluffing because, you know, he's Taco, which stands for Trump always cucks out. But this time around, guys, Trump, because he is the Antichrist, he is the Dajjal, he's gonna go full-scale war with the Iranians and the Yemenites, okay? Now, here's what you guys need to understand. I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it again, okay, guys? Here's what you guys need to understand. This is all part of prophecy, whether you guys like it or not. At the end of the day, what did one of the U.S. founding fathers say? The tree of liberty has to be watered with the blood of martyrs and tyrants, okay? So, here's how the Taliban, Persians, Yemenites, and us MGTOWs are all gonna gang up on Taco, okay? Right now, Taco, because he's so arrogant, he genuinely thinks he's winning. A lot like Pharaoh. Pharaoh was at his most arrogant when the Red Sea parted, okay? And seconds later, that's when the real God stepped in and said, "Sorry, buddy, you go into hell, nigger." Same thing with Donald Trump. The sooner you guys accept that, the sooner you can restructure your life to survive and maybe even thrive in the aftermath, okay? So, first of all, guys, I just want to say that my fucking restaurant in Colombia is more profitable than this motherfucking food truck. Like, I've been here for 3 hours, I only made $10, okay? So, this just goes to show you how bad the economy is, and you all haven't seen nothing yet. You just wait until the Strait of Hormuz is closed. You just wait until gas prices go up 40-50%. You just wait a couple of weeks. You just wait until probably the end of this month or by the 4th of July. Like, this country, I mean, honestly, dudes, if things don't get any better with the food truck, I might actually hop on a plane and go to Colombia and be like, fuck it, you know, I'm better off, you know, me going to, I can live in Colombia for $500 a month, you know, get a nice Airbnb and eat at the restaurant. I can do that, you know. What's the point of staying here in America if I'm not fucking making money, right? So, the good news, guys, is that the TV that I initially bought with the restaurant, you know, the stuff I bought from the previous owner, that TV went bad. So thanks to you guys, I was able to buy a brand new TV. However, I did find a electrician who came out, took a look at the TV. The video card is defective, and for him to repair the TV, it's gonna cost me the equivalent of $100, which I have, you know. So I'm gonna now, thank God, I'm gonna have two TVs working, God willing, by Wednesday. We have a guy supposedly coming in tomorrow, Thursday, to install the sign. So, God willing, by the end of this week, I'll have two TVs, a sign, and I'm gonna save up to buy another TV because our restaurant can have three TVs up there, and I want to have three TVs up there. Two of them for a menu, one of them to show, you know, fucking video shit like that, okay? At that point, we're gonna have a real motherfucking restaurant, dudes, okay? So, if I can double my sales in Colombia from the equivalent of $50 a day to like $100, fuck it, I'm out, okay? It's like, what the fuck am I doing here in America, okay? It's only gonna get worse, right? That's because of Taco, you know? So, going back to the point that I'm trying to tell you guys in this video, since Trump is fulfilling prophecy, we're just waiting for him to fuck up. We're just waiting for God to knock Trump the fuck out, and then we're all gonna attack Trump, okay? So, the Yemenites, guys, I know a lot of you like to look down at the Yemenites saying, oh, they're barefoot Bedouins, they're goat herders, they're backwards. Islam tells us that the Yemenites, the Islam tells us that the fire, you see, guys, even according to Christians, God is not gonna use flood to destroy mankind. He's gonna use fire. And according to Islam, that fire is gonna come out of Yemen. So trust and believe, while Iran may not, you know, sink American ships for diplomatic reasons, the Yemenites, they don't give a motherfucking fuck. They're gonna sink American ships. They're gonna sink American ships. Trump is gonna lose his cool. He's gonna start firing missiles into Yemen. The Persians are gonna retaliate. They're already hitting American bases. Then the Chinese and the Russians, seeing that America is getting their ass whipped by fucking goat fuckers and third worlded people, they're gonna jump in, and that's pretty much going to be the end of Western civilization. Now, where does we, MGTOW, come in? You guys out there need to understand the biggest threat to Taco is MGTOW. Why? We are already here in America. That's number one. Number two, you know, these foreign countries might have some sort of reverence or some sort of respect or admiration of Taco. But we here in America, we know for an absolute undeniable fact that Taco is an ain't shit nigger. We know he's a loser, okay, guys? So, I don't know about you guys. I have no respect. No, I have no respect for Donald J. Trump in any form or way. Now, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. When God knocks Trump the fuck out and the U.S. government collapses, who's gonna take over the motherfucking government, dude? The Iranians, the Persians, the Taliban, you know, they're not gonna come here. Why should they come here? We're already here. We are worse than the Taliban. Yes, MGTOW is worse than the Taliban. We're worse than the Persians. We're worse than the Yemenites because, A, as a Jew, I'm high IQ, and I'm worse than those motherfuckers than any of them for Trump. Secondly, again, we already know that Trump is an ancient nigger. Nobody supports him. You know, nobody supports him. Nobody likes him in the MGTOW community. And thirdly, again, we are already here, dudes. I can hop in my car, go out to fucking White House tomorrow morning if I want. You know, I already got a political party. I'm gonna get the MGTOW National Committee up and running in a couple of days. Like, tomorrow's my day off. I have to go to the bank. I'll probably go to the bank tomorrow and start the political party tomorrow. I might do that. So I'm gonna go to the bank. I'm gonna get a bank number, and I'm gonna start the political party. I got customers, guys. I'll talk to you later. Peace. No. Are they coming? No, they were just heading this way, but they went separate ways. Since I'm uploading directly to MGTOW TV, the video has to be under 10 minutes, which it's already under 10 minutes, guys. So, do I have a customer standing outside? No, they don't. So, the Yemenites are gonna start the real war. The Persians are pretty much gonna wear America down. The Taliban, they're gonna come in from Khorasan. And then we MGTOWs will attack Trump from here behind. From here, we're gonna attack Trump from behind. And the best way to attack Trump, in the ballot boxes. Let them know that we're around, that MGTOW is around, we ain't going nowhere, and Trump, we coming after you.